Welcome to Weekly Update with State Representative Morton Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. Well, it's a new year. 2026 is upon us, and we are rolling into it with a new legislative agenda. What do we have on the docket for the coming year?
Well, I want to wish all of my constituents a happy new year. I look forward to serving all of you in the coming year, and we've got a lot of issues to tackle. We plan to jump right back into it and work on many, many issues. And one of them is access to health care. We had some news this week from the Warren General Hospital announcing that they're closing their labor and delivery unit. And folks will realize that access to health care is one of our main issues in this region. The announcement by Warren General expands the maternity care desert that will make 8 counties now where there's no access to labor and delivery services in those counties. So this is truly a critical issue. Legislators are working on a number of initiatives to help. We've been formulating legislation to encourage additional providers to go into the healthcare field. As part of the last budget, we included funding for healthcare facilities, for rural healthcare. We also have nearly $200 million coming to the state from the federal government over a 5-year period. They're supposed to provide nearly $200 million each year. And I strongly believe that that funding should be prioritized to the areas of the state that need it the most. And certainly maternity care is one of those areas. So I'm going to be advocating for that. But I want to assure everybody that access to healthcare remains our top issue, and it's certainly going to be a top priority for me as we're formulating legislation and working on legislative issues in this coming year.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is good news for those who are looking for a little bit of scholarship money. High school seniors, pay attention. I understand the America 250 scholarships are available. What are the details, and how can seniors apply?
Well, the application window is open for 25 scholarships of $10,000 each. They're available to Pennsylvania high school seniors who will be attending a Pennsylvania college or university in the 26-27 academic year. And recipients will be selected based on a demonstrated understanding of civic values as America marks 250 years of American independence. This is a program that, as I said, the applications are open. The deadline to apply is January 31st. And there's more information available at the website America250PA.org.
Also good news, there might be another way for some folks to make money for college, and that is PennDOT is looking to recruit some college students. What's this about, and what are they trying to get done?
Well, PennDOT's looking to hire college students to supplement its permanent workforce through the summer months from May through August. And the job typically entails seasonal maintenance work with PennDOT employees. To be eligible for consideration, candidates must be a Pennsylvania resident, currently enrolled in full-time or part-time, and a 2-year degree, bachelor's degree, or advanced degree program at a Pennsylvania college and university. And they must also be in good academic standing and be at least 18 years of age. So this is an opportunity for students. The hourly rate for summer employment is $17.38 per hour. And you can apply for these positions at employment.pa.gov.
And finally, Representative, it's that wonderful time of year. The Pennsylvania Farm Show is about to begin. What's this all about? What do we see at the farm show, and why is it a good idea to come on down?
Well, the 2026 Pennsylvania Farm Show starts this weekend. It's the country's largest indoor agricultural exposition under one roof. It kicks off on Saturday, January 10th in Harrisburg. And this year's theme is Growing a Nation. And it's a nod to the Commonwealth's role and Pennsylvania agriculture's role in building our country as we celebrate the 250th anniversary of the United States of America this year. To highlight the celebration, America 250 PA will have its interactive mobile unit on site at the Giant Expo Hall. The 2026 Farm Show will also feature things like the 1,000-pound butter sculpture, the food court that's very popular, thousands of competitive agricultural exhibits, and certainly much, much more to see. The admission to the show is free, but they do charge $15 per vehicle for parking and shuttle services available. The Farm Show will run through Saturday, January 17th.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in again for a weekly update. State Representative Morton Causer.